this is Party Line.
Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
That's right, it's a celebration, and we're inviting you to come be the guest of honor. It's the 30th annual WILO Senior Fair on Wednesday, September 25th at the Community Life Center at the First Church of the Nazarene. It's all free for those of you who are 50 or better, with 50 booths for you to check out throughout the day. We'll have free breakfast and lunch, plus bingo, with your chance to win great prizes, plus free health screenings. We'll throw in some entertainment, too, with the Wildcat Creek String Band. The 30th annual Senior Fair, brought to you by Encompass Credit Union, Center Township of Clinton County, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and your home for classic hits, WILO.
WILOTV.com is live and archived for you to access anytime at your convenience. Worldwide coverage of debates, fairs, parades, festivals, local sports, and more. It's all on WILOTV.com. Now is a good time to check out the past year's events you might have missed. Keep listening to WILO as we will be adding to our scheduled lineup with more TV coverage for Clinton County from the radio station that's not afraid to use a camera, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
There is a difference, oh, what a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
There is a difference.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on a Monday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith, joined by Anita Stewart. She's the new United Way Executive Director. Anita, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
We had a chance to meet. A lot of people already knew you in Clinton County, but I'm still relatively new with a couple years, and we had a chance to meet a couple weeks ago. So it's good to have you in here for some normalcy and regularness, I guess. We'll see how this goes with you. First off, what's the last couple weeks been like for you in Clinton County?
It's kind of like been a whirlwind. Mm-hmm. Basically, coming into a new job, you've got that learning curve that you go through. And with that, basically, the first 30 days, I've been here 30 days now, it went by fast. I've met with our different agencies, talked to the executive directors, kind of talked about what their passions are, how we can help, what do they need. I've also, it's our annual campaign time, so a lot going on with that, learning how to do a campaign. We have our campaign cabinet, who's on there, all the different divisions. So just coming into a very busy season, learning everything. It's been exciting and a lot of fun. So a lot of networking going on as well.
Yeah, that's pretty valuable. How did you feel about the campaign kickoff breakfast Friday morning?
I wasn't really sure what to expect, to be honest with you, but I guess we doubled more than what they had last year. They had 40 last year, and we had 92. Mm. So that tells me that there's people who are interested in supporting United Way and helping our different agencies. Very excited.
Yeah, that's good. So let's start off. I did hear somebody say on one of the newscasts last week with Ken about how maybe you guys are looking to reach out to some folks who haven't been asked, per se, recently concerning fundraisers and getting behind United Way. So you're looking to maybe expand a little more on top of what had already been done.
Yes. With the campaign, what they do is they put up a listing of different areas that they've already solicited mm-hmm. or they've been participants of United Way. And we just noticed there's a lot of areas that are untapped, people who just haven't been asked. And a lot of times they'd like to be involved, but they've never been asked or they don't know how it works. So we just went through a list of different areas that maybe we could tap into that can help our different agencies.
So you have given me a small cheat sheet here. You've got some Facebook on this. I think it's amazing with the power of Facebook and what it can do, both good and bad, I guess.
That's true.
So we all try to use it for good, at least we do. Are you guys going to try to do some promotions on Facebook and just reach folks a different way?
Right. We are going to do a lot more with Facebook. And so what we're trying to do is get people to go on and like our page and then share. And then by the end of September, we're going to see how many likes and shares that we have. And then we're going to do a drawing with everybody who did. And we have a nice little basket full of United Way fun things to give away. So on October the 1st, we will actually give away a little United Way basket, so to speak, for people who are sharing and liking our Facebook page.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think that's good. Our Clinton County Daily News Facebook page, which we share with Wylo, just went over 10,000 just about a week ago. So
I'd like to have that number too.
yeah. Well, you'll get there. Yeah, we're gonna have some little party or something here, I think. So what else would you like to talk about here? I know that the industrial parks are important for you guys to get out there and get in front of people at like even lunchtime to where that you have a good audience.
Right.
Tell us about that song.
So basically, Frito-Lay is our biggest contributor right now here in Frankfort. And so for last week and the next 2 weeks, I actually go out and I actually meet with them and just do a little presentation, show them our areas that we have and see if they'd like to contribute. And then they also do like a contest with their people. They get like a soup day if they meet their goal. And then their name goes in drawings for specific prizes that they can win. So that's been fun to go out and talk with them. But there are several other areas in the industrial park that hasn't been touched. So mm-hmm. my goal is to go out, and some of these places I work for, I know the HR people there, just go out. Maybe if they are not a part of it this year, maybe just plant the seed and maybe get them involved throughout the year, and maybe next year they can be a part of our campaign.
So you're going to be out there challenging the industrial park.
Absolutely.
A little bit, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that usually works. You know, everybody kind of gets behind that. And I know from past folks with United Way, they've told us that people are pretty receptive to that. You know, they want to help. And those factory folks, those workers, they put in a lot of hours and they don't always have time to give, but they want to give somehow.
Yeah, a lot of times, I mean, if you look at it, a lot of companies will do just payroll deduction. A dollar a week, that's $52 a year, and it comes out of your paycheck, so you don't really notice it. So that's just a small way to start,
mm-hmm.
and every little bit adds up.
Yeah, you get 5 or 6 or 20 52s a year, right?
That's
right. It all adds up, right. So you talked a little bit about maybe tapping into some agriculture.
Right, we noticed that. In our
that campaigns. Is our community, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, it's industry and agriculture.
Right.
You know, it's who we are.
Right.
And so with that, we noticed that there's no agriculture. So Jack Ransom has done a great job with our campaign. He's our chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've met with a couple people, meeting with a couple more today to see how we can get our agriculture involved with our campaign as well.
Very good. So do we have a goal? We had mentioned that we've got the kickoff for the United Way campaign, and it's always a little tricky for me. When does that actually end?
It ends December the 6th is
okay.
the last
I was
day
thinking
of our campaign.
Before the end of the year, yeah. So I know last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was nearly $500,000.
Now our goal this year is $450,000.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's certainly reachable, I think. So what about taking United Way out in the county, because I think that's a good idea, and I was hoping to hear some talk about that, because sometimes we think about Frankfort, but there's so much more and people needing help and wanting to help out in the county too.
Well, I think a lot of it is our agencies, they do actually help out in the whole community. So when I first came, people said, well, that's Frankfort United Way. Well, I live in Clinton Prairie District, and
right.
I personally, being a mom, a foster mom, being a CASA, the court-appointed special advocate, I know that these programs work for kids out in the county, because with foster parenting, I've used the big It's called Coach Kids now. Mm-hmm. All of my foster kids and even my kids have been involved with Coach Kids. Boys and Girls Club have gone out. They go to Clint Prairie. They bring kids into the Boys and Girls Club after school. I've used the Y, which is before school programs. We also use Camp Colum. Camp Colum is huge, mm-hmm. and it's open to everybody. They have people from not even our community, everywhere come out there. And it's nice because when you're a foster parent and you have 9 or 10 kids, you can't afford a lot of these things, so you're looking for the free things. And there's a lot of things that we have here in Clint County that are free that you can use and spend quality time with your family. So I just want people to know, you know, as far as Coach Kids, they're in every community school. That's Rossville, Frankfort, Clinton Prairie. They're everywhere. And so a lot of our other programs are as well. So I just want everybody to know it's just not Frankfort. It's open to everybody in our community.
Yeah, and you never know. You might get out there and touch the one person who really wants to make a big contribution, you know. Maybe they've got somebody. But, again, they just haven't been asked, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's good thinking there. So what about able to take credit cards now? Has this been an issue?
Yes, you know, with the new millennials that they say, you know, everybody shops differently now online. So we're not where we want to be, but we just got to prove where you can actually, if you want to do a donation at all, you can do it one time or we can do reoccurring. And so now all you have to do is call the office and they can take it over the phone. So that's how we can do credit card now. And so we're looking to, in the future, advance it to where they can actually do online. But had a short window from being here to today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get something up and going. So now if you want to donate, you can actually call our office and do a contribution with your credit card.
Very good. Yeah, you got to make it available everywhere, that's for sure. So was the United Way pretty much what you expected as far as sitting down and having an organization and good people in place? And I know it's a board that works really hard, so you've got that support. And, of course, they're the ones who hired you, so
right.
You've got their support.
They made a good choice.
Yeah, right? So, so was everything pretty much in place, and you're just kind of fine-tuning it for your needs and specifications now?
Yeah, Rick, who is our board president, he's done a fantastic job with my onboarding process. He is very involved. So between he and Tina in the office, she's a wealth of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'd do if she walked out the door, so don't walk out, Tina. But, yeah, pretty much I'm kind of like just following along, watching. So they're basically doing it this year, and from there I'm getting ideas on how to try to make the campaign better next year because it'll be on me next year. But, yeah, they're pretty much running the whole show, and I'm here to help them support this
mm-hmm.
year.
I know that grant writing is also part of this job. You feel pretty comfortable doing that?
I've written a couple grants. It's been, I haven't written a grant since I worked for the Chamber of Commerce, but, you know, so it's been over 10 years, but mm-hmm. I'm familiar with them. I'm sure just getting back in the process. And I also know other people in the community who write grants who've said, hey, Anita, if you need to write a grant, I'd be happy to help you.
Yeah.
Carol Price is awesome at that, and she's offered to help as well.
Yeah, it's good to have Carol in your corner,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, she's a great lady.
That's good. She is. So any short-term goals, anything you'd like to get done here in the next four or five months?
I think that's true for anybody. when I was interviewing for the position on my phone, I have 47 things that I came up with trying to figure out what things I think I'd want to do. And a lot of that came from just the interview questions I got from the board going through the interview process. So a lot of it is how do I get millennials involved in United Way and how do they look at things and what do they value? And so it's going to be slowly kind of changing the concept of United Way of how we do things little by little to move with times, because mm-hmm. if you're not a moving target, you're going to get left behind. So we'll slowly have to change with it. So my goal is to get the younger generation involved. It could be maybe having many United Way boards with schools, that type of stuff. So just, I don't want to let too much out, but
that's
definitely one area I want to target the schools, whether it's high school or even Ivy Tech colleges, trying to get them to maybe have a mini United Way board and see how that would work and what can we learn from them, because they have a lot of knowledge as well.
They do have a lot of knowledge. That's right. Sometimes we dismiss it, but I think if you're open and don't have a real big ego, that could help you out. You know, I mean, you just look for other people who can help and stuff.
Right.
And kids, you know, they have good ideas too.
Think outside the box.
There's some bright kids out there for sure. Is there anything else, Anita? We always try to be respectful of your time. Anything else you want to talk about?
Just one more thing. You were talking about grants earlier. We have our governance board grant out there, which is for any nonprofit organizations who has a board who would like to figure out. I mean, a lot of times I was invited to my first, I think it was the, I'm trying to think which one it was. It was, Big Brothers Big Sisters board. I got invited to that board, and I really had no idea what to do as a board member. So there's a governance training that's going on. It's an all-day event. It's $20 to participate, and it's on Tuesday, October the 29th. Registration's at 8:15 a.m. The workshop starts at 9, and it's at 51 West. It's only $20 in advance for it. If you come, your name goes into a drawing, and if we draw out your name, your organization would get $500. So way to get your board and kind of get them realigned of whatever help that you may need.
All right. Very good. Well, Anita, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and I'm sure we'll see you as a regular once a month or so. Good luck to you.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found here on WILO every Thursday, 4 p.m. Tune in to listen to another Hoosier who's been in the financial industry for more than 30 years. I'm a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Here's what you get on Consider This. Honest advice about things like Social Security timing, retirement planning concepts, tax strategies that may make a bigger difference than you might expect, and much more. Join me Thursday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m. every week, right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark.
WILOTV.com is live and archived for you to access anytime at your convenience. Worldwide coverage of debates, fairs, parades, festivals, local sports, and more. It's all on WILOTV.com. Now is a good time to check out the past year's events you might have missed. Keep listening to WILO as we will be adding to our scheduled lineup with more TV coverage for Clinton County from the radio station that's not afraid to use a camera, WILO.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue and just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community, and that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more that they improve buildings and make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors include Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping. Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare. Ivy Tech Community College. Changing lives. Simple Time Antique. Step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, back with Melissa Miller, joining me in the official air chair here. She's not sitting on my lap or anything, but she's in the official air chair. One of them.
Yeah. Just about.
You can't dig yourself out of that hole.
I'm going to stop right now. About 10 minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, you can give us a call at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. And Melissa has Guacamole Day coming up here in just a moment. But first, I was going to talk about a couple headlines.
Go for it.
Tens of thousands of GM workers are on strike, as we've heard on ABC this morning. This is after contract talks broke down over the weekend. The United Auto Workers say workers are demanding fair wages, affordable health care, and a fair share of profits. Talks are expected to resume Monday morning. If you remember, GM filed for bankruptcy back in 2009.
Yes.
And I heard this morning where their CEO made $23 million last year.
Yeah, roughly.
And, you know, that's a big job, okay? That demands a big check. Does it demand $23 million when you were just bailed out by the government?
Yeah, exactly.
10 short years ago?
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that.
They better
I
be.
I don't agree with any of that, to be honest.
I know you don't.
No matter what company it is.
I know you don't. And I don't to a certain extent. But I believe you can earn that. But it's just like, you know, they better be a pretty lean and mean fighting machine, you know. If they start running into more problems here.
Right.
So I also heard this morning on one of the newscasts where some UAW workers were saying, hey, we stuck behind GM when it was tough times for them, so they need to step it up for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So whether you're pro or anti-union, you can draw your own conclusions there. I mean, you know they already make good money and they have good benefits. I just don't know what else they're looking for, the workers per se. Maybe we'll find out. First is probably their CEO not to make $22 million a year, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, President Trump says the U.S. is locked and loaded, quote unquote, following an attack on a Saudi Arabian oil plant. On Twitter, Trump said the government believes it knows who is behind the attack, but is waiting for verification from Saudi Arabia about who they think carried it out. U.S. authorities have blamed Iran for the attack that knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil supply this weekend. Iran's getting pretty gutsy, you know, if they're going to go take an aim at something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, NASA says a newly discovered comet originated outside our solar system. The space agency said Sunday the comet discovered on August 30th is probably an interstellar visitor. It's only the second time such an object has been observed. Astronomers say the comet is still moving toward the sun, but it will stay farther than the orbit of Mars. NASA says it won't come any closer to Earth than 190 million miles. So
it's just barely going to skim
the surface there. Yeah, that'll be all right. Maybe we can watch it. Let's see. There was one more here. Oh, yeah. What about Umberto? Now a hurricane.
Yeah, he's hit hurricane status one. Kiko, which is out in the Pacific, and it's still a ways away from Hawaii, but it reached hurricane status of Category 4 over the weekend. Now it's a Category 3. It has been downgraded to 3. It's still kind of tracking towards Hawaii, but they think by the time it gets there, for as far as it's got to travel and the water temperatures and everything, that it'll downgrade, may even just to a tropical storm by the time it gets that close. But very active weather pattern.
I know. Yeah.
There's another one in the Atlantic that they're watching very closely right now, and then the one that was in the Gulf has fallen apart now and just causing a lot of rain and stuff down in Louisiana and Texas and that area.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
Well, we'll watch Umberto, the storm, a Category 1 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. Right now, it's about 780 miles west of Bermuda in the Atlantic Ocean and likely continuing strengthening over the next day, but it's moving out to sea and isn't posing a threat to land. At least not yet.
At least that's what they're saying. It dumped a bunch of water in the Bahamas again, though. It's just the rain, you know, not as a high wind storm or anything, but just dumped a ton of rain.
Well, New York Governor Cuomo is announcing an emergency ban on flavored e-cigarettes. We saw this coming last week. He says he put the ban in place to protect the people of New York, noting that children are especially attracted to flavored vape products like bubble gum and cotton candy. Now, I don't vape, and I know some people who vape, and when they vape, the amount of smoke
yeah.
that comes out of their nose and their mouth and their vape thing, yeah. it's like a cloud.
Well, and my deal is if you're going to ban the flavored ones, why not just get rid of all of them because they're all pose a hazard? Just because the flavor is what is appealing.
Appealing, right, yeah.
You know, the whole thing is, you know.
Well, they're saying that children are especially attracted to the flavor products.
Right, and I understand that.
Right. Cuomo says the ban will take effect in about 14 days. He doesn't want to wait for the federal government to put in its own ban. 6 people have died in relation to vaping, according to the CDC. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is establishing a vaping task force over concerns mounting of the safety of e-cigarettes. He signed up with an executive order giving the newly created vaping task force 3 weeks to come up with suggestions. Nationwide, as we said, 6 deaths linked to vaping. But I think this has been a couple of those deaths is people vaping THC that they bought on the black market. I think it's been a couple of these deaths. It's not been from lung-related things. It's just,
right.
You know, you go buying something off some guy out of the back of his car.
Yeah, just because you think you're getting a better deal or a better price, yeah.
Right. So a Long Island man says he almost died vaping THC on pens he bought on the black market. Jonathan Donson says he would take 5 or 6 hits off his e-cigarette every day to keep him calm and happy until a few months ago when he woke up with a high fever that wouldn't go away. At first, doctors thought it was a virus until the 52-year-old admitted he was smoking a lot of marijuana oil. It was a touch and go whether he'd survive, and Donison is now warning anyone using black market THC vape pens to throw them out immediately. So, yeah, probably shouldn't have bought that in the first place, man.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
trust anybody these days,
no,
you know?
No.
I'm barely trusting the stuff I can buy in the store, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, British police are on the hunt for a golden toilet.
Yeah.
I saw this morning on the news, too.
Yeah, I saw it over the weekend.
It's an 18-karat solid gold commode that was stolen Saturday morning from an art exhibit in the family home of Winston Churchill near London. The work titled America was created by an Italian artist as a satire about excessive wealth. Police have a 66-year-old suspect in custody, but won't say that he's been charged. So the hunt for the golden toilet.
Well, you know, that sucker had to weigh quite a bit.
Yeah, right?
You know?
So holy cow.
He could not have been the only one. I've seen pictures of it. It's a full size.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Yeah. There's no way that one 66-year-old is going to carry out an 18-karat gold
the hunt
commode.
For the golden
you know?
Toilet. Sounds
it's
like a Harry Potter
happen.
Movie. Sounds like a Harry Potter movie.
Yeah, definitely.
The hunt for the golden toilet.
Definitely.
Did you find what you wanted to find on guacamole?
Yep, I did. I actually found it, and I hope Cindy's listening because she and I were talking about this morning. We saw a little bit, a taste of this, but it didn't have explanations, and I have the explanation now.
Okay.
Well, today's guacamole day,
mm-hmm.
is my understanding, and I think you've got that. You've got the information on how many sales and all that stuff.
Yeah, right? Somewhere.
Yes,
I don't even know.
You know, roughly it's. It's huge, and a lot of people, especially millennials, I guess, are big on on avocados. Well, it also has a kind of a hazard that associates with it.
Mm-hmm.
24 people a day make a visit to the emergency room on average.
For avocados?
For avocados. And I was thinking my thoughts were allergies, mm-hmm. you know, but that's not it.
Don't tell me they swallow that hard ball in the middle of it.
Well, that was the other thing that I thought, too.
Okay.
But no, it is called a avocado hand, is
okay.
what this has been given. It is the phenomenon of slicing accidents as you're cutting them up.
Oh,
people
okay.
are constantly cutting their hands, and they cut their hands because the avocados can be hard to cut,
mm-hmm.
and because of their size, people want to cut them in their hands, and they cut their hands open, and they have to go to the emergency room
wow.
and get stitched up, to the point that it is called avocado hand.
I've worked at restaurants before where they have, like, the chain glove you wear,
right?
You know, if
yeah.
you're cutting fruit or something,
yeah,
or vegetables.
So, but yeah, no, that's what it is.
Okay. We don't want you to suffer from avocado hands.
Yeah, so please cut it up on the table on the cutting board.
Safely
something.
On something. Yeah.
Don't do it in your hand.
But you think of guacamole and avocados being pretty soft. I didn't realize they were so hard.
Well, they have to be a certain consistency, ripeness
before they're ready. Yeah,
to make avocado.
People can't wait,
to make
can they?
Dip. Yeah, evidently.
Melissa, thanks for hanging out as always.
Not a problem.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. And you have a great day too. And I want to thank our Party Line sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Don't forget to refresh your browsers for ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.